The IRS, like any other federal agency, is required to complete certain steps to check the background of all applicants before they actually bring them on board.
And what are you finding that they are actually either doing or not doing in compliance with that?
Well, let me start by saying that the review was designed to go in and verify that the IRS is actually completing all the steps required for the background check. And in order to verify that, we had to see certain documentation so that we, as a third party, could actually state with certainty that the IRS did complete those steps. And what we found in the cases that we looked at, for 77% of the cases, the IRS could not readily provide the documentation that we required to verify that the steps were actually completed.
So is this a matter of them? There's a difference, I guess, in what I'm hearing you say and what the impression is when you just kind of breeze over this. The impression when you breeze over this is the IRS isn't doing this. It sounds like you're being more specific when you're saying that they couldn't demonstrate that they were doing it. Is that the difference that I'm hearing?
That's the difference, and it's a huge difference, in fact, because what this means is that from our standpoint, the IRS really has a documentation problem, that they could not show us proof that all these steps were completed. By no means are we saying that the IRS didn't actually complete the steps.
But yeah, and that's what I heard in my mind as you were saying that was, this is a process problem, maybe more so than an actual security or potential security problem.
Right. I think that's the best way to put it.
All right. What are you recommending that they do to be able to put some procedures in place so that the next time you go back and look at this, that this is a different situation?
Right. What we recommended was that the IRS, first of all, standardize their policies for what documentation should be maintained and how long that documentation should actually be kept in-house. Because the problem was that in some locations, they did not fully understand what documentation should be maintained to support the steps were actually completed. So that's the first step, that the IRS sits down and decides, okay, what documentation do we need to maintain to verify that these steps are actually completed?
And then, how do you extrapolate that out? What's the next process there that you would like to see them implement?
Well, in response to our report, the IRS implemented certain interim steps to ensure that all those involved in completing the verifications actually maintain the documentation. They sat back and decided what documentation they would need. Going forward, they also plan to do updates to some of their tracking systems that are used to ensure that the steps are actually completed.
So overall, as a taxpayer, I can have confidence that my information, actually I've already filed for this year, so I can be confident that my information is being handled appropriately. It sounds more like a back office issue than anything else.
It really is a problem dealing with how they process the information related to the verification process. So yes, I think you can sleep well tonight.